From the high ground of Texas, it's Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, the Texas House GOP caucus, shows its members support the incumbency, the re-election of their colleagues, over voter trends. That's not really surprising, but as one state rep says, it is quite tone deaf given the primary election results and the pending runoff elections. We've got that and more from the campaign stack. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. We've got local sales tax revenue figures in from the Comptroller's Office in the April report for your local cities. Also, we've got border and immigration-related news. And tomorrow, folks, I'm going to focus the show on two things. A review, as I promised at the end of last week, a review of the wildfire hearings with one of our experts, Ross Ayton. And then also, you know, they had those hearings up in Pampa, the House Select Committee last week. We're going to review that. Also, I'm going to interview, I actually did the interview today, a candidate in Lubbock, long old acquaintance, somebody who's been active in the Republican Party for a long time, but he's running for an office most people don't know is on the ballot in this May election cycle, and it's new. It's from Senate Bill 3, and it's new, and it doesn't affect all counties, only counties over 75,000 people. We now have three publicly elected positions on appraisal boards, the executive boards. It's not the boards that do the appraising, but it's the boards that hire and fire the chief appraiser and all that kind of thing. It's something that's been worked on by members of the legislature for a long time. There's long been a talk about getting elected people on these boards. Now, this won't give a majority to the taxpayers, but remember, the boards are appointed by the people who gain solely from big increases in appraisals right now. The taxing entities appoint people to appraisal boards. Well, we're now going to have the opportunity in counties of 75,000 or more to put taxpayer representatives on those boards. So we actually can find out what's going on. And I interviewed one of those candidates who contacted the show. That's how you do it, candidates. You use the contact page at prattontexas.com. And I did the interview, and as I was doing the interview, I followed Senate Bill 3. I knew all this was coming, but it dawned on me that really nobody, including me, knows how all this has been put together. So what I did after that interview earlier today is I went online and I found many, many, many pages of detail on this election and how they're elected and where they're elected and all the stuff, because it's going to be on a lot of your ballots. You can say, what's this? Well, you need to know about it. I'm going to spend the evening after, before and after church today to read that and get completely up to speed on it. I wasn't as up to speed as I like to be when I did the interview, but you'll understand all that when we get to it, because the candidates don't know. It really hasn't been fleshed out what level of things they'll be able to do on these boards. So that's going to be interesting, and it's important. So tomorrow we'll take care of that on the program. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. You can get a recording of today's show. That's just what a podcast is, a recorded show. And other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. If you're in the Lubbock area or anywhere at, radio 987radio.com? It goes straight to the player. You can listen to the show if you're an early morning person on the Pratt on Texas reprise, the repeat of the show on off our Lubbock affiliate. You can listen on the air 6 to 7 a.m. weekdays and online anywhere. So if you're somebody that fits your schedule better, please do give that a shot. All right, my friends, let's move into the headlines. We had a lot of weather in Texas, not unusual for us in the spring or any time really. Brief tornado caused significant damage to a strip mall, collapsed a Firestone auto service store in Katy. This, you know, all in the Houston area. The National Weather Service said it was an EF1 which is the lowest intensity tornado, speeds up to 90 miles per hour. Didn't have much of a track, meaning it sort of just kind of dropped down and went up. Three employees in a sports bar got hit, but they were okay, weren't injured in that area. They had over 200,000 last night, I think, without power. This morning, the Chronicle said, down trees and all that, more than 100,000 were without power this morning in the greater Houston area. Overnight storms left heavy damage in Port Arthur and flooding in Jasper County, according to KBMT. I saw a lot of stories out of East Texas today about roads that closed. Smith County, which is Tyler area, warns residents of falling trees ahead of the weather. Saying over 20 trees have been down in the county since noon Tuesday. Marble Falls assessing damage. Boy, big hail storms. They had big hail in San Antonio and all up in parts, various parts of the Hill Country. KXAN out of Austin reporting that Marble Falls had huge hail. I saw pictures of it. Lots of tennis ball and golf ball size hail. And it hit over, it passed over 90% of the town, hitting the middle of town most severely. You folks in Abilene will remember that from when all your police cruisers had the windows busted out a few years ago, right in the center of town. Really bad hail damage. And oh boy, it sure is that in inflation for replacement costs sure is doing a number on our auto insurance and our home insurance. Klein ISD, what's one of the giant Houston area school districts? Klein ISD teacher and her son have been arrested for allegedly recruiting troubled students to then traffic for prostitution. Yes, you heard me right. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez put it out this way. The Harris County Sheriff's Criminal Investigations and Security Division cooperated with Klein ISD's own police department, in other words, these school district PDs, in arresting Klein ISD teacher Kedria Grigsby. She was born in 1982. For allegedly trafficking of a child, three counts of child trafficking and compelling prostitution of juveniles, three counts. The three victims, ages 15, 16, and 17, were students and reported runaways. Sheriff says, we believe Grigsby assisted her son, Roger Magee, who was arrested in 2022 for trafficking of children and compelling prostitution. Magee, the son, remains in jail. Grigsby, it says, apparently recruited local high school in by offering them a place to stay, which would then be a hotel. Additional teen victims have come forward stating this teacher was also attempting to recruit them while attending school. Harris County Sheriff's Office Human Trafficking Unit are doing follow-up investigations. She's been arrested and booked in the Harris County Jail. Now, again, this is the kind of thing that can go on anywhere, and I just point this out when people demand that we just have blanket respect for teachers and schools. Robert, right? I'm just saying, there's none of this blanket respect stuff. We are not communist. We are not collectivist. Well, sadly, many of them are, including a lot of teachers. We look at people as individuals and how they perform, and the fact that somebody's a school teacher doesn't make them any better or worse than anybody else. But there are a lot of bad things that go on in these districts. We just constantly have stories of teachers, including now as many women as men, getting it on sexually with students and everything else. Things are not all okay out there. That's a big story out of a big Texas school district, Klein ISD. I mean, a teacher working with her son to recruit, you know, troubled, easier to recruit students into prostitution, ladies and gentlemen. And you tell me everything's okay, all these conservatives that are worried about what's going on in the schools, I mean, they're just a bunch of crazies, they're teacher haters. You know, open your eyes. Open your eyes, you bunch of morons that think like that.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Pratt on Texas Listener Club member Tom wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable, from the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home, made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns aren't fun, this is the way to do it. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Learn more. Click on the dental care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
It is true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, Mark Miller agrees, and he'd like to help. Mark Miller is with Edward Jones. Together, he'll give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane. 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Taking time for Texas. It's Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The left was really upset when Governor Abbott put that order out to our college campuses about the anti-Semitism on campus. And I pointed out, too, that the way it was framed was troubling because it almost makes it appear that it was following the leftist line that, you know, some speech is more equal than others. If you disagree with us, you can't do it. But really what the governor was talking about were actions. And it does continue. There was a story in the San Antonio Express News that a student at the University of Texas San Antonio was arrested Monday after being seen spray painting anti-Israel messages on campus property. Now, this is just pure criminal vandalism. Officers found a male student who is believed to have painted anti-Israel graffiti on a pillar and a ground on the ground of the university's plaza. Student ran away from police officers, was arrested later near a bus, the bus oval, as they call it. He was charged with the state jail felony of graffiti, church or school. There's higher penalties for at a church or school, and with evading arrest, class A misdemeanor. So this stuff is going on. There's something else going on. Even in a major Hearst newspaper, the people who write obviously are products of nothing but public schools and public colleges and have absolutely no idea what they're doing. This is a major paper. Let me read you this. And I pick this out because it's not a typo, because I read this particularly in television station news write-ups constantly. I mean, I read this constantly. And you wonder why. You think, well, wait a minute, this pronoun stuff, this confusion over pronouns, I mean, this is new, this is just, no, it must have been going on for two decades, because I've been reading this kind of thing constantly. Here's the big line in the lead at the San Antonio Express News, a major Hearst newspaper. A student at the University of Texas San Antonio was arrested Monday after they were seen spray painting anti-Israel messages on campus property. UTSA chief of police, blah, 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 said. They? They is plural. Now, what I constantly see is when they're unsure whether it's male or female nowadays, because they've all been cowered into utter stupidity and ignorance and grammar, because, well, using the default male, that would be wrong if it's a female, all this. I get it. It's stupid because all you have to do is say the student was or the person was. But they'll constantly say they and their, which are plurals. For one person, for a singular. But in this case, the story says it's a male. So all they had to do was see after he was seen spray painting it. Why do they put they? Do they think, oh, it might have been a transgender person? Then we would, oh my gosh, then we would have dehumanized the dehuman, the unhuman. Anyway, it's shocking. It's just shocking how constant this is. U.S. to award Samsung up to $6.6 billion chip subsidy for the Texas expansion. That, of course, they had announced before the government even passed that CHIPS Act to give a bunch more money to the semiconductor industry. But that big, big investment in Taylor and others, and they're going to get more of our tax money. Houston car theft ring tied to Mexican terrorist drug cartel. Breitbart reported that after a six-month investigation, there was a series of raids on Mexican cartel-connected chop shops in the Houston Metroplex this week, or last week. Raids led to the seizure of more than 1 million in stolen vehicles directly related. So that's your car getting pulled out of the driveway, out of the parking lot. And people want to claim, these Democrats, that this border thing and the lack of skill, that's not hurting anybody. These are just good people coming in here to work. I've got more on that today, by the way. Four migrants held hostage in Houston human smuggling stash house 350 miles from the border, also from Breitbart. That was an FBI raid earlier in April. They'd been held there, and the smugglers were holding them captive and demanding $15,000 from family members to release them. This is what happens when you pay these coyotes and other smugglers. Man killed after being hit by his own pickup twice in Houston. Happened Saturday morning, according to the Chronicle. Man was found dead by a family member in the parking lot at an apartment complex. ABC 13 obtained video surveillance of a Ford F-150 truck hitting the man, they mean a pickup, hitting the man, reversing and striking him again. Police department reported the vehicle was stolen. Police were able to find it, detain three people who were inside, and they got him on Saturday afternoon. They say Houston resident Cesar Adrian Sarraot Oliva, 430, we have no idea if he's an illegal alien or not, was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and the more charges to be filed. There were two other males in the vehicle question. So, by the way, the pickup didn't hit the man. The driver used the pickup to hit the man. Human responsible agency. Attaboy! A guard prevents attempted escape from the prison in Childress. KFDA tells us that, I think this was yesterday, 24-year-old Cody Cabler, a guard there with 44 months of service, thwarted an escape attempt. An inmate attempted to escape after finishing breakfast, bolted toward the perimeter fencing, tried to climb, and the guard, Cabler, saw him, acted quickly, fired a single round from his firearm, stopping the escape, didn't shoot the prisoner, just, I guess, a warning shot. And they got the guy. Good job, attaboy. Former Abilene Christian University professor to appear in court on child sex abuse charges. The Abilene Reporter News tells us that former ACU psychology prof Charles Wayne Wadlington, 41, of Abilene, set to appear in the 104th District Court before Judge Probst. And he's been charged with one count of continuous sexual abuse of a child in connection with incidents involving a girl and one count of injury to a child in connection with an incident involving a boy. These charges go back to an incident in 2018. Today in Texas history, my friends, well, it's sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company. If you live in Lubbock, use them. They're reliable and responsive with fast turnaround. They have in-house title examiners, hubcitytitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. It was this day, April 10th in 1979, that a series of devastating tornadoes occurred across the Red River Valley. It's known as Terrible Tuesday. The deadliest and most destructive of these tornadoes made a direct hit in Wichita Falls. I had an aunt who was living there. The areas were destroyed when I was a child. I remember watching all of that on television. The damage, it just flattened parts of town. The residential areas, unlike the great Lubbock tornado in 1970 that hit downtown. The caused nearly, at the time, $500 million worth of damage and really just massive stuff. 45 lives were lost as a result of that tornado, and another 20,000 were left homeless in Wichita Falls. 53 people, I think, were killed in West Texas total in that outbreak of tornadoes. And in 1796, this day is believed to be the birth date of James Bowie, born in Kentucky. Kentucky, as they say, went on to become, of course, one of the heroes for our liberty at the Battle of the Alamo. Happy birthday, James Bowie. Today in Texas history, sponsored by our friends at Hub City Title, hubcitytitle.com. There's a good piece by Noah Rothman at National Review today, the inflation spike Biden cannot run from. Consumer price index reported a drop on this morning, but there's some bright spots, but the fact is the real numbers came out that we're at annualized 3.5% inflation, which is very, very high and very terrible. Car insurance up 22% the last year. Car repair up 12%. Baby formula up 10%. Veterinarian services up 10%. Rent up 5.9%. Electricity up 5%. Restaurants up 4.2%. Gas up as well in the past year. And they said, well, he can't run from it. Sure he can, and he will. And the media keeps doing coverage to try to minimize it and tell you how great things are. I remember that from being a child in the great inflation that brought Ronald Reagan into the office and returned the presidency to the Republicans. The media back then lied all the time, just all the time about it, and tried to make you think things were so good. But we know better, ladies and gentlemen, and now we've got to make sure we win in November.
Patience is a virtue. Brad on Texas continues after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
At Thacker Jewelry, we believe in hometown service. When you walk through our doors, we want you to feel welcome and at home. An incredible story lives inside each and every piece of jewelry at Thacker's. As a West Texas jeweler, we want to help you express your love and your feeling for your family, for your loved ones, and for the generations to come.
Hello, what do you say? It's a Thacker Jewelry kind of day.
My first visit to our official dentist, Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica, was for a last-minute dental emergency for which my best quote was more than double what our entire trip cost, including airfare, hotels, dining, everything. I had the same emergency items done and ended up having my old metal fillings replaced too. Isabel did the same. All of it cost us less than half of local quotes for just the crowns I had needed. Learn more about dental care. Click the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even turn into a fun vacation.
He's built companies in Texas since the Reagan reelect, paid personal and business taxes, dealt with regulation at every turn, and all the while been hip deep in Texas politics. A host who has done much more than sit and talk. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We'll get into our campaign stack in a moment, but first, Comptroller Hager distributes $1 billion in monthly sales tax revenue to local governments. It's 5.5% more than in April of 2023. Let's run down the top 20 and then other cities in Northwest Texas. Houston was up 0.25% over last month's report in sales tax receipts. San Antonio up 2.75%. Dallas up 7.25%. Austin up 7.5%. Fort Worth just barely up 0.06 one hundredths, I guess. Arlington up 8.06, Frisco up 11%, Plano up 15.33%, Round Rock up 10.33%, Lubbock was up 8%, Irving up 8% over the same period a year ago in sales tax collections, Amarillo up 1.82%, McAllen up 5.1%, I'm rounding all of these, Corpus Christi up 6.25%, McKinney up 13%, Grand Prairie up 13.33%, Midland down 3.15%, the only negative one in the top 20 cities list, down 3.15% in Midland. Odessa, though, to the west, was up 11% over the same period a year ago. Sugar Land was up 3.5%, Abilene up 2.1%, San Angelo up 6.28%, Wichita Falls up 5.19%, Snyder up 4%, Levelland down almost 19% over the same period a year ago. Plainview was up 5.75%, Cisco up 19.75%, Brownwood was down almost 7% in the sales tax report today. You can see all that stuff at the comptroller's office and look up your city. I put a link of that to that in the show teaser for the day when I announce those. You can go look up your town, see how it's going year to date and what it was in this month's report. Now let's move into our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Texas House GOP caucus shows its members support incumbency of their colleagues over voter trends and more. Yeah, it's really not surprising. It is the caucus. The caucus is made up of members in the House. It does not surprise me that the caucus stands behind the other incumbents. But they didn't need to issue any endorsements in the runoffs. They could have remained silent. I think this is a bit dangerous because it pretty well, it's just that kind of thing. When you think you're so big and important and you start ignoring, thumbing your nose at the voters, it's going to come around and slap you in the face. The Republican Caucus PAC, they have a political action committee that the members pay money into. They've endorsed all these in the runoffs that are out there. They've endorsed the incumbents, including some awful people like Justin Holland, who have turned their backs on Republicans. And, of course, Phelan and Gary Van Dever and all that. Not a surprise. So I'm not. I think there's a little bit of hyperbole in this, but I think he's right in the sense of it politically shows a tone deafness. Representative Brian Harrison says this is the most tone deaf response imaginable to the Texas House GOP caucus, or by the Texas House GOP caucus, which has become nothing more than an incumbent protection program. Last session, we witnessed the caucus utterly fail to adequately fight for Republican priorities, and its policy committee declined to sufficiently oppose the radical Democrat agenda. That is true. The caucus has been very weak of late since Phelan took over. They put it in the hands of people that are just part of the insider power crowd and aren't advocates. Today's endorsements, Harrison says, are a continued rejection of the clear will of voters in order to protect the worst of the Austin swamp, including the liberal speaker, Dade Phelan, who presided over the most liberal session in Texas House history. That's not how I would characterize it. I have serious problems with him, but it wasn't a liberal session. It just wasn't as conservative as it should have been. And who's opposed to President Trump? I'm talking about Phelan. Lieutenant Governor Patrick, the Republican Party of Texas, and his own voters, who just chose a more conservative candidate over him. That's right. Phelan's in a runoff, and he was quite a bit behind the top vote getter. But things can flip in a runoff. We'll see. He says it's time for a complete reform of the Texas House. Well, this is politics. The way you get that reform is you elect more people that fit your side. I mean, that's how it works. You have to get them elected. And some of them aren't going to stand up for what they believe. They're going to get down there and fall for the, if you want to be part of the big boys, you got to do it this way. But you just have to find strong-willed, good, honest Christian men and women who will stand up to that and put the whispers of the devil out of their ears. And I'm talking about not partisan devil. I'm really talking about the devil who tricks us into things, you know, becoming liars to our family and friends back home and everything because we desire advancement or importance and things like that. And it really does require people of faith to say no to that kind of thing. But Harrison's right in the whole point about the caucus, but there's also nothing surprising that they would come in and endorse these fellow incumbents. I mean, those are members of the caucus. Now, in that Phelan race, there's a new television ad out from the Club for Growth targeting Phelan's appointment of very liberal Democrats to leadership positions. It's called Had a Choice, and it highlights some of these things. In the ad, it says, Dade Phelan had a choice. Appoint any one of the 80-plus Republicans to chair the Criminal Justice Committee. Now, think about it. Democrats in this country right now, Democrats in Texas, are doing the bail reform, the no cash bail, the let everybody out stuff everywhere. They're letting the big cities getting taken over by Soros-backed district attorneys and everything else. And for the Criminal Justice Committee, where there is an absolute national and state and local clear divide between the Texas, between Democrats and Republicans, what did Phelan do? Well, the ad points out, appoint any one of 80-plus Republicans to chair the Criminal Justice Committee or pick a Democrat fighting to let cities defund the police. Dade Phelan chose the Democrat. That's right, Joe Moody of El Paso. Phelan put him as chairman of Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. I think Moody used to be a district attorney out there, but he's part of the big liberal cabal. In addition to supporting the defunding of police, Moody has a history of promoting red flag gun confiscation proposals. He also wants to abolish the death penalty, and that's who Phelan put there. Additionally, when the legislature passed legislation that bans sanctuary cities for illegal aliens and requires cities to adhere to federal law, back in 2017, Joe Moody of El Paso hung a banner in his office accusing Republicans of racism over that. But that too, Dade Phelan put in charge of the Criminal Justice Committee. And don't kid yourself, the chairman has maximum power. He doesn't have to let a single bill come up for discussion and vote if he doesn't want to. That's how they block good Republican legislation. And he also has the power to get Democrat legislation heard. And there's more in this ad from Club for Growth for chairman of juvenile justice. Another one where you have this clear divide between the don't punish criminals Democrats, let them back out on the streets so they can continue to rape, rob, pillage, and everything else, and Republicans that want strong law enforcement. For chairman of juvenile justice, there were 7 dozen Republican options and a Democrat pushing to let young rapists of 14-year-olds off easy. Dade Jones, the Democrat. That's talking about State Rep. Harold Dutton of Houston, who authored a proposal to expand the state's Romeo and Juliet defense to statutory rape if the participants were up to 5 years apart in age. So Club for Growth came into the race, and they weren't kidding. And I'm glad that it's being pointed out in this way. Not just that, well, it's Democrats, because Phelan hides behind this, well, this bipartisanship. And as I pointed out in my piece last month, I mean, working with Democrats, working across the aisle and being collegial and working together doesn't mean empowering them. But what Phelan and his crew have done is empower these Democrats with extremely powerful positions where they can block all Republican bills if they want to in their committees that are routed through their committees. I'm glad Club for Growth is putting it in these specific terms.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Customers have said they are the best dock builders in the business. They identify with particular needs and goals and get the job done well. It's Elite Custom Boat Docks, owners of the coolest, most functional boat docks, are talking about. Elite Custom Boat Docks builds the best docks custom for your boat and water toys. And Elite Custom Boat Docks installs boat lifts and can remove your old dock. Own the best, the coolest, the neatest dock on the lake or pond with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. That's EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
Experience a revived downtown with a lunchcation at Narrow Bar. Casual but sophisticated, Narrow Bar faces Broadway on the ground floor of what we old-timers know as the First National Bank Pioneer Gas Building at 1500 Broadway. It's McDougal Plaza now. There is plenty of parking, and Narrow Bar will get your delicious, priced right lunch order on your table fast. Experience the new downtown Lubbock with a lunchcation at Narrow Bar. See the affordable quality menu at narrowbar.com.
A Texan by birth, a patriot by conviction, and a talk show host by lack of anything else better to do. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Now, when these Republicans in Austin put Democrats in charge, in other words, they tell you it's about working across the aisle, but in reality, they empower Democrats to have power the voters didn't give them. A very different thing. What kind of people are we talking about? Well, one of those people is now a congresswoman out of Dallas. Most all of South Dallas County, Representative Jasmine Crockett. She's showing up in the news today on Fox News because she appeared on the Black Lawyers podcast. And what did she suggest? Well, as a form of reparations, maybe we should just not have, people won't object as much to giving them money. We should just not, black people shouldn't have to pay taxes anymore. That's right. Because they think, apparently they say so, that they're owed. She says they're owed for labor that was stolen and all that other stuff. Really? How are you owed for something that happened long, long time ago? And Jasmine Crockett, why are you a member of the Democratic Party? It is the party of slavery. It is the party of segregation. Was the party of the Ku Klux, the Klan, the KKK, and all of the other stuff. Why are you a member of that party? The Republican Party was founded to end slavery and is the party of civil rights. All the way into the modern era, the Democrats were fighting and fighting for segregation into the modern era. So that's the kind of people you empower. Here's a Dallas Democrat congresswoman saying that black people shouldn't pay taxes. That could be the reparations. That could be part of reparations. Oh, well, okay. Now, we have others. This Houston congresswoman who ran for mayor and lost, running for re-election again, Sheila Jackson Lee out of Houston. She told students the moon was made of gas. I kid you not. A lot of places reported on this because it's videoed. You can watch it online. Daily Wire had the story, Virginia Cruta. Sheila Jackson Lee told teenagers in an eclipse viewing event Monday that the moon was made up of gases, and she wanted to be among the first who had a chance to live there. She's a gas bag's what she is. Outside of the Booker T. Washington High School, Booker T. Washington would be so disgusted and embarrassed. And she delivered a whole bunch of scientifically dubious comments up there. She said, you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity to just come out and see a full moon that's a complete rounded circle, which is mostly made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how we could, as humans, live on the moon. Are the gases such we could do that? The moon is solid. She's a moron. She says, the sun's mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. No. It is impossible. She's an idiot. Okay, Robert, we all know she's an idiot. She goes on and says the moon gives off unique light and energy. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Folks, she served as the top Democrat. The Democratic Party made her the lead person, the chairperson, top Democrat, ranking member of the House Science Committee, Space Subcommittee. She was the top Democrat on the House Science Committee's Space Subcommittee in the United States Congress. Remember, she asked if the Mars Pathfinder rover could capture, had found photos of the American flag planted there by the astronaut Neil Armstrong on, of course, that was the moon. If she throws the moon and he put that flag in the ground, it would have pierced the bubble and the balloon, the moon would have just blown up. She thought it was on Mars. This is the Democratic Party. They know no shame. They don't care. This woman is dumber than dirt. And yet, the Democrats made her powerful committee woman in Washington. This on the Science Committee. Now, folks, I mean, this is the kind of, these are the people that Dade Phelan and these inside deal makers in Austin are happy to do business with. It's insane. All right, let's shift to a little bit out of our border and immigration news stack. Attorney General Paxton is urging expedited process in the concertina wire, the razor wire lawsuit that, that the feds, it's at the Fifth Circuit, and he sent him a note that there's new important facts in that case where, they're saying they have the right to cut the stuff, and it turns out that the feds apparently have misled the court, that there's quite a bit of information proving that they misled the court in several areas, so they put out a press release about that. There was a good piece at Law Enforcement Today by Eddie Killian, out yesterday, Dateline New Braunfels, Texas. The recent arrest of Arbis Pirela, a high-ranking member of the notorious Colombian gang Los Santanas, we would say Santanas, but it'd be Satanas, in Texas, has reignited debate surrounding the border policies. This guy claims to be seeking asylum here. He entered the country despite his criminal background and involvement in serious crimes, including murder, drug trafficking, and extortion in Colombia. And at Law Enforcement Today, they say that his arrest raised questions about the effectiveness of Biden's border policies. Really? But the point is, these are the people coming in all the time. The idea that Biden, that they're checking these people and really looking into them and they care is ridiculous. That's why we have this explosion of crime and other things and theft everywhere. Not just in the border area, all over the country. Look what we've seen in New York City and we've seen in the West Coast and in Chicago. There was a piece by KTSM out of El Paso. Borderland leaders, they mean Democrats, urge expansion of work permits for migrants, mixed status families, and dreamers. And what it is it's the typical Democrats. You got U.S. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, from out there, saying that Biden needs to, even though that's the role of Congress, needs to give these people work status. And they even interviewed, they call them undocumented migrants, voice their frustration. So people who are here illegally can't be voicing their frustration. They need to leave. Oh, we got to have the right to work. It's going to be good. It'll be good for inflation and everything else. No kidding. I mean, this is the Democrat Party's deal. In an area of suppressed wages, their congresswoman saying we need to let all these people work legally. Republican Irene Armendariz Jackson, who's running against Escobar for Congress, who doesn't have a chance, I don't think, in that district. Texas 16, said expanding work permit authorizations for illegals would not be beneficial to communities. She said she comes from a family where her father was a construction worker and had to leave El Paso multiple times. Oh, this is a well-known story in El Paso. Quote, the illegals would come in and underbid his job. That's exactly what it's going to do to the American worker. It'll devalue their job. That's right. Addressing the specific effect on cities like El Paso, Jackson said it would flood the labor market with additional workers. We're going to hurt Americans, especially in a city like El Paso where the wages are very low. The median income is one of the lowest in the nation, and now we're going to flood the market with labor? See, that's what the local Democrats openly say, and these people vote for them. I mean, this is insanity. And then more insanity. That gas station robbery, listen to this big story. It came out of Fox 26 out of Houston and Fox News. Gas station robbery that ended with bystander killing suspect was staged as part of a visa scheme. The idea was that this guy, Scott, would pretend to rob two victims who would then file for U visas, which is U non-immigrant status that's set aside for victims of crime in other places. This is a scheme. They've apparently acted it out before. Police said Scott and Winfrey staged similar robberies going back to 2023, with the most recent being the night before Scott was killed. On 27 January, he pretended to rob these two people at a Swift gas station. That's when a bystander, Jesus Vargas, defended the apparent victims and shot and killed the robber. Yeah, way to go, anti-wimp. Scott's now widowed fiancé said it doesn't excuse his activity. It doesn't excuse activity, but the real issue is lax gun laws. Her man was doing visa schemes to get people so they can apply for non-immigrant status visas in the country, pretending to do robberies, and a good person shot and killed him, and she says the problem's not all that, it's lax gun laws. This is the mentality of today's Democrats. Excuse crime at every level, and when a criminal gets held accountable by a good, you know, someone else, that wasn't right. Blame the lax gun laws. What lax gun laws? Your guy was committing what appeared to be armed robbery, and it was a scam on top of that, a double crime. Truth is very often stranger than fiction, my friends. Who would have thunk it? Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.